Welcome to whatis.com, the leading IT encyclopedia and learning center. We're pleased to present this 15-minute audio seminar on what is a blade server and how can it help my small to mid-sized business. In this broadcast, we'll explain what a blade server is, how it's different from a box or rack-mounted server, and how it's moved from the world of big business to become a mainstream server solution for small to mid-sized businesses. We'll also provide a case study to illustrate how one mid-sized company deployed blade servers to address the issues of availability, scalability, and reduced cost of ownership. A blade server is a server chassis housing multiple thin modular electronic circuit boards known as server blades. Each blade is a server in its own right, often dedicated to a single application. The blades are literally servers on a card, containing processors, memory, integrated network controllers, an optional fiber channel host bus adapter, and other input-output ports. Blade servers allow more processing power in less rack space. They simplify cabling and reduce power consumption. According to a SearchWindSystems.com article on server technology, enterprises moving to blade servers can experience as much as an 85% reduction in cabling for blade installations over conventional 1U or tower servers. With so much less cabling, IT administrators can spend less time managing the infrastructure and more time ensuring high availability. Each blade typically comes with one or two local ATA or SCSI drives. For additional storage, blade servers can connect to a storage pool facilitated by a network-attached storage fiber channel or iSCSI storage area network. The advantage of blade servers comes not only from the consolidation benefits of housing several servers in a single chassis, but also from the consolidation of associated resources like storage and networking equipment into a smaller architecture that can be managed through a single interface. In the past, blade servers were often the architecture of choice for large load-balanced applications such as web server farms or computer clusters. Over the last few years, blade servers have become a useful way for smaller shops to provide a solid foundation for a more productive, cost-efficient, and scalable IT infrastructure. For organizations of all sizes, the issue of downtime is key when selecting a server solution. This is an area for which blade servers were specifically designed to offer greater flexibility than standalone rack-optimized or tower servers. Increasingly, business is done on a 24/7 basis. That means websites, networks, services, and applications must also be 24/7. Five nines is the gold standard of high availability. That means 99.999% of the time, everything IT-related has got to be up and running. Five nines works out to less than 6 minutes total downtime in a year, and that figure includes both planned downtime and the downtime that hits you out of the blue. How can blade servers help with maintaining high availability? Because each blade is a modular unit, individual blades can be easily replaced when necessary. If you're running a blade server and something goes wrong, you can pull it out, get a new one, load an image, and have it back in place and running in minutes. A side benefit is that by increasing the availability of applications, the company also increases the productivity of employees using those applications. Some blade server management tools allow the administrator to assign a virtual personality to a specific server slot within the chassis, so that in the event of a failure, once the new blade is inserted, the configuration of the old device is immediately reestablished. Applications are brought back online and service is restored. Another key element facing IT departments today is infrastructure scalability. Over the last few years of budget lockdowns, a lot of companies are looking to grow their IT infrastructures and make them more efficient. So it's essential that anything new be scalable enough to enable that without difficulty. How can blade servers help with scalability? Technically speaking, there are two kinds of scalability, horizontal and vertical. Horizontal scalability is the ability to connect multiple hardware or software entities, such as servers, so that they work as a single logical unit. This is what a blade server is all about. Vertical scalability is the ability to increase capacity by adding resources to an existing entity. Blades can be purchased and deployed almost on an ad hoc basis once the initial chassis installation is completed. When addressing the issues of availability and scalability for many IT shops, total cost of ownership is the bottom line. Total cost of ownership, or TCO, is a mathematical calculation designed to help consumers and enterprise managers assess both direct and indirect costs and benefits related to the purchase of any IT component. The intention is to arrive at a final figure that will reflect the effective cost of purchase. TCO analysis originated with the Gartner Group several years ago and has been developed in a number of different methodologies and software tools since. TCO analysis calculates extended costs for any purchase. These are called fully burdened costs. For the purchase of a server, the fully burdened costs include things as deployment time, time and money spent on getting staff in place, maintaining the system once it's in place, and overseeing future scaling. The TCO has to be compared to the total benefits of ownership, or TBO, to determine the viability of the purchase. Over the past couple of years, server blades have moved from a niche market opportunity to the beginning phases of mainstream market adoption. A contributing factor to this shift is the proven viability and impact blade technology delivers in combating these aforementioned challenges. As early adopters have become more experienced with the technology, they've provided concrete evidence of both the technological and fiscal benefits of blade servers across large, medium, and small-scale deployments. More streamlined and cost-conscious SMB segment technology users are now seeing evidence that blades are not only a viable option, but the technology is delivering on the early promise of reduced costs, increased service availability, and enhanced productivity. The most obvious way organizations are using blades to transform their business is through consolidation. Companies are consolidating their rack-optimized servers into a blade server environment for greater efficiency and simplicity. The increasing acceptance of blades is proven in the market share data over the last 5 years. In 2004 alone, the market nearly doubled in size. And since 2002, the market's grown nearly 700%. By 2008, small and mid-size organizations are expected to equate to over 55% of all blade server shipments. As one may expect, the initial system build-out is generally the stage requiring the largest investment of time and money. Because of the shared architecture of blades, managers who are new to deploying blades are encouraged to invest time into fully planning out aspects such as storage, network switch options, KVM cabling, power access, and cooling options prior to physically installing their first blade chassis. They should also look closely at the management tools that come with their purchase to determine if they meet their business as well as IT needs. Although this planning phase requires an initial expenditure of time, the good news is that by leveraging the money saved by reduced power consumption, storage, network connections, and cabling, a cost-benefit equilibrium for blade server deployment can be achieved at a faster rate than with 1U or tower servers. Break-even for blade systems today is attained once the chassis is roughly 50% populated with servers. After that point, from a cost of acquisition perspective, blades represent a more economical platform than standalone devices. Experts advise that determining this crossover point is critical when deciding if a blade server installation is the best technology for an organization. Let's look at a real-life example of a mid-sized company's deployment of blade servers. Based in Jacksonville, Florida, DataRoad provides managed services to public and private clients and is a leading provider of Oracle-related services. Founded in 1997, the company offers comprehensive pre-configured information systems to the SMB market. DataRoad also provides software and hardware upgrades, database administration, systems analysis, custom development, data migration, user training, and mentoring to its clients. It delivers services to its clients in an ASP-like data center model, with Data Road owning and managing the infrastructure, but with the customer actually owning the Oracle license. Data Road decided in late 2003 to migrate from rack-mounted servers to blades. It wanted to drive the costs out of its infrastructure while maintaining the high reliability its customers required. Data Road saw blades as a good fit with this basic need. However, the company also had several additional requirements that needed to be met in order to make the transition to blades. The company had found the Unix OS best suited its needs for high reliability and had been running Oracle on Unix prior to the transition. Data Road saw Linux on blades as a viable path for migration and sought out a vendor to provide it, with the requirement that the supplier have a partnership with Oracle to provide a single point of contact. For Data Road, HP fit the bill for several reasons. Key among these was HP's comprehensive support options, which provided support with Data Road for Oracle on its HP Blade System servers. Of equal importance was the Rapid Deployment Pack for server provisioning and deployment, as well as their management technology called Lights Out, which enables Data Road to manage its Blade System servers from an easy-to-use web interface. John Vaughn, Executive Vice President of Data Road, said they were still a little bit skeptical but started testing it out, and things ran surprisingly well. Vaughn says it was a fairly easy transition of their skill sets from Unix to Linux with a minor learning curve. The company is now able to reduce startup time for new customers down from days to minutes, literally. Vaughn added if they sign a new customer tomorrow and that customer wants two servers, he can have those two servers deployed with standardized OSs on it in 18 minutes, saying, "We can have that machine totally deployed with the OS on it, all the security patches, all the agents we need to manage the machine from an Oracle standpoint, so it comes up into our management infrastructure, and we can begin monitoring immediately." Because of HP's competitive pricing for its Blade System servers, as well as the increased price performance for HP blades as greater numbers are deployed, Data Road was able to significantly reduce its acquisition costs. Through this reduction in capital expenditures, as well as savings in operating expenditures, Data Road has been able to offer its customers more competitive pricing. Data Road additionally realized significant benefits in the management of the data center hardware as it transitioned to blades. John Vaughn said, "As our business grew, we ended up having 20, 30, 40 servers. And as we added servers, that environment got complicated. You have network cables, keyboard cables, mouse and video cables for every machine you put in the rack. And you've got power. And if you try and add a server or take a server out, the risk of upsetting something in the environment, the risk of something failing, goes up. Blades simplify all that." Quoting Vaughn again, "We wire it up, plug it up to the network once, and it's almost like a SAN. The same reason that people went to the SAN environment where you do all that wiring one time, and as you add disk drives, you just slide them into a slot, plug them in, turn them on, they work. The blades give us the same thing. We can now focus on what we do best, which is Oracle." As more organizations have similar results to those experienced by Data Road's, blade servers are becoming a firmly established technology, expanding all across the server market. Thank you to HP for providing this case study. We hope you found this seminar on blade servers helpful. Thanks for listening.